Good morning, everybody. I'm really glad you came to this talk on how knighthood starts at home. Today we're going to talk about Christian chivalry and about the Ten Commandments of Chivalry, which I have written about. I'm going to revive from a guy named Léon Gautier. So we're going to talk about all those things today. I'm really excited about this topic. I think it's an incredibly exciting thing to rediscover for our era, and it's going to be just as revolutionary now as it was to knights back in the dawn of the medieval era too. What I'm really praying is that it will revolutionize our children's lives too, mine and yours. So that's especially what we want to talk about, is how to teach the Ten Commandments of children, chivalry to our children. So first off, we'll have to discuss what exactly is chivalry. What do you guys think of when you hear the word chivalry? So there's a lot of different ideas of chivalry. Often we think of helping, helping ladies across the street or opening the door for someone. And those are definitely chivalric things to do. And there are reasons that they are come to our mind when we think of chivalry, because they are part of this code of chivalry that has developed over the medieval times. The exciting thing, though, is that those are only just a tiny tip of the iceberg. What chivalry is intended to be is a code of Christian servanthood, essentially. So my definition of chivalry is that it's codified Christian servanthood. Léon Gautier's more historic definition is that it's armed strength in the service of unarmed truth. So chivalry started out as a warrior code for knights to help them learn how to serve the church and serve other people through their skills with their arms and armor and swords and weapons and their position in life. So chivalry started in the early medieval period, somewhere around between the 6th and the 10th centuries, and it really was a kind of a big nebulous code of living that developed through oral tradition and writing and different people's lives. So it was hard to pin down exactly what the codes of chivalry were because of its gradual and widespread development. And that's really where Léon Gautier helped us to define the codes of chivalry. He was a Frenchman who was the world's foremost expert on the chansons de geste, which are the songs of deeds, and that means they were like epic poems about knights. So if anybody wanted to know about those in a scholarly setting, they would go talk to Léon Gautier in the 19th century. He wrote a book called Chivalry, in which he formulated these 10 specific commandments that encapsulated all the hundreds of years of tradition and ideas and writings about the code of chivalry in a historic way, and also in an incredibly useful way. I'm excited about how useful these commandments are for us to live now and for our kids to live. I think one reason for that is if you start to think about it, a lot of the issues we face in our time are very similar to some of the issues that people faced in the 6th through 10th centuries. There is widespread chaos and violence and people just doing what they want to do and bullying. All of those things start leading to a need for chivalric ideas and a chivalric way to live your life. That's a quick introduction to the ideas that we're going to be talking about. The main part of this talk will be going through each of these commandments of chivalry, and we'll talk about with each one some ideas of ways to teach your children how to live these commandments. So with that in mind, let's dive right in to the first commandment of chivalry. So the first commandment of chivalry is, you shall believe and obey the Bible and devote yourself to Christ. Here in the bold is my kind of modernized language of Léon Gautier's commandments. If it's real different, I'll usually write his underneath it. So his wording was, thou shalt believe all that the church teaches and observe all its directions. So the idea of this commandment is that chivalry is a Christian ideal, both historically and functionally. It's an ideal developed by Christians, but it's specifically for Christians to live out their faith in a practical setting. Chivalry is all about doing good things for God and for others. So, one of the hearts of the idea of chivalry is that serving God first is really the best motivation to serve other people. And if you have a passion for serving Jesus, you're going to be a servant knight. That's the main idea of the first commandment of chivalry in history, especially in those chansons that Leon Gautier was writing about. You see knights demonstrating this commandment by praying. You see them following different forms of worship, and in their time it would have been Catholic forms of worship, like going to Mass. You see them expressing their trust in God in different ways during the stories. And sometimes you see them being martyred as an expression of their faith too. Those are all some ways that you'll see the first commandment of chivalry in medieval writings. So how are we going to teach this to our children? Certainly it's the most important part of chivalry to teach our children for several reasons. One of them is just that the world is temporary, and if we teach them all kinds of good things and don't teach them how to love God, we are done them a disservice, and they're not going to benefit from it eternally. It's also the purpose of being human, to serve God. So that's really the most important reason for us to teach the first commandment of chivalry. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that. One of them is just to read the Bible regularly with your family. We ought to be doing some kind of devotions with our family, if not every day, but at least every week, sometimes just periodically, when we can. It doesn't have to be big and fancy and a long production, depending on your kids, especially small kids will have the attention span of about 3 seconds. So you have to read just a verse or two and try to find an application. But bringing scripture regularly into your kids' lives is important. A very important part of this commandment, and really all the commandments we'll see going through, is just showing this in your own life. We need to show our kids our faith. They need to see that we love God first, and then that'll be a strong motivation for them to help us, for them to want to follow us in that. Another way is certainly to try to teach the gospel to our kids. We want them to come to Christ and to be Christians, and that's really the thrust of this commandment, is that a chivalric knight is a Christian knight. And obviously, that's not something we have total control of. We need to be praying and begging God that he would bring our children to him in salvation. But we also have a responsibility to be teaching the gospel to them every single chance we can get. Often we're convicted in church about how little we share the gospel. Well, here we have kids in our lives that spend most of their life with us in our homeschools. So we have so many chances to present the gospel to them more than anybody else in the world. So we ought to be doing that as much as we can.